Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, May 21st, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and it's our joy to prepare these messages and to share with you through the various mediums of the Internet. Today's message is titled, Our Heavenly Reservation, and a rather long scripture reading today, three verses. Usually we just read one or even part of a verse, but we need to have it all read today for the proper context. 1 Peter 1, 3 through 5.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to obtain an inheritance which is imperishable and undefiled and will not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are protected by the power of God through faith, for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time.
Yesterday afternoon, I was visiting with the general manager of one of the motels we serve as chaplains. She told me that the motel had a very good weekend due to a local college graduation. Since it's the newest motel to the nearest motel to the college, it's also the newest, by the way, graduation weekend is always a good time for this motel's business. In fact, she said people were already trying to book rooms for next year, even though their reservation system would not even accept reservations that far out. Well, as regular readers can imagine, that got me thinking. What about our heavenly reservation?
The powerful song, I Can Only Imagine, is a stirring reminder of what awaits us on the other side. We recall a moving memorial service when we heard the song in the context of honoring deceased ministers. There was a crescendo of praise in the congregation toward God as we reflected on what is ahead for all who are faithful in the Lord.
If you haven't already done so, now is the time to take care of your most important reservation. You can't get it too far ahead. In the course of our ministry, Brooksine and I regularly deal with those whose loved ones have died. We've known many who have had untimely deaths, although I'm not sure we ever consider death timely in our earthly frame of mind. We also regularly receive email from readers sharing of their heartaches and often requesting prayer. I want today's encouragement to minister to the hearts of those who have faced death's throbbing pain that just won't go away.
Have you considered heaven much lately? I recall a lot more emphasis on the subject growing up in the 60s and early 70s. Sermons, hymns, contemporary songs, and even our conversation among believers often repeated the theme of heaven or the rapture of the church most especially. The focus of the contemporary church, at least here in America, seems to have changed somewhat, or perhaps a lot. Oh, sure, we still believe in heaven and certainly find great comfort in the truth when a loved one dies in Christ. But how much do we really contemplate heaven? Has the material prosperity and daily comfort so many of us experience clouded the longing and vision of our future home and inheritance?
Well, back to the daily verse. Today I want to consider just the phrase, reserved in heaven for you. Our future inheritance is reserved in heaven, solid and secure. It is imperishable and undefiled and will not fade away, the daily text. It's where moth and rust do not destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal. It's an eternal house in heaven, not built by human hands. It's where there will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain. For the old order of things has passed away. All of those phrases are found in scripture verses that you can look up on our website today. Heaven is a place that surpasses human vision and defies terminology.
But finally, notice the last two words in the phrase, for you. Praise God. Heaven is not just about some remarkable doctrine. It's not merely a colorful destination we can only dream about or try to imagine. And it's not just a nice sentiment of comfort for those who attend funeral services.
Peter, said to his original readers and through the sacred scriptures to all of us, that it's for you. Praise God for his eternal provision.
Let's pray. Lord, help us to keep this eternal perspective today, in the midst of the busyness and all of the things that come our way. And please bring assurance, comfort, and peace to any reader dealing with the sting of death. Thank you for making my reservation in heaven, since it is only in this dwelling that enemies, disease, and aging cannot destroy. Amen.
Amen. Well, praise God for the promise the scriptures give us concerning our eternal life in heaven. Well, it's a joy to share with you today. Our ministry is much later today. I understand we had some problems with the internet today, but that wasn't the primary problem. I was out getting tires for the car, and that took a lot longer than I expected. But those of you that are accustomed to get it in the morning of each day will find this delivered a bit late, or available a bit late in the case of the podcast. Well, we are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is on the web at dailyencouragementnet.net. And today, if you care, we have a photo up as well as a suggested resource, a beautiful song we've both been recently blessed by called Faithful God. Well, have a blessed day. Continue to stay faithful and be mightily encouraged.